Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Tim.
Step me through that process. Let's start there and talk about what usually happens, what traditionally happens, and what happened in this case. There were folks, a couple or three, who had objections to the lines that were drawn and stated those objections and could not be brought to the table to approve this unanimously. What happened there?
Well, it's not crystal clear, Tim. You know, all I know is what has been stated publicly. When we had our meeting back in December to vote on the map that staff created with our local board of elections, the members of the commission, Commissioners Wright and Hamby, that voted against that map, said a couple of things. But in response, when my colleagues and I asked them what could be done to earn their support, their response in not so many words was basically that there's nothing to be done to get my support for this map. And so it really just set off this chaos of events that we're witnessing right now.
And among the consequences, or the potential consequences, likely consequences, because I don't know that there's a way out of this from your perspective, you and a couple of your commission colleagues up for re-election this year, but drawn into districts that would preclude re-election runs. The way it works is this: every other year, you're either odd or even in terms of the number of the district you represent, and every other election cycle, odd and even election districts, commission districts are up for election. This year, the odd district, so they drew you and Tim Denson. We spoke with him back on Friday, and I think it's Commissioner Melissa Link in District 3, drew all of you into even districts and thus off the ballot this year. Is that the way you're understanding this?
Yeah, that's the way it is, Tim. I mean, I'm okay with a new district. That's fine. I mean, every 10 years, new districts need to be created constitutionally. But I think what's different here is, our delegation and some of our commissioners have played around with the district numbers. So my district that I currently represent, 7, is pretty much intact, but they just took the number and changed it to 10. And by doing that, they preclude me from running for re-election, because I'm currently representing District 7, and I have to remain in District 7 to serve here, but I also have to live in a new District 7 to qualify there. So, Tim, I can't live in two places at once, so they've effectively ousted me from office.
Do you think that was by design? Do you think the members of the local delegation, most of them Republicans, they looked at this, let's see what we can do to get Link and Denson and Edwards out of there. Do you think that's what was at work?
I mean, it's hard to divine intentions in politics, but, I can just say that that's what they've done. You know, whether they wanted to do it or not, that's what happened. And I now hear that, they're having a good time with this. They're laughing about it. I think that the sort of pettiness that we've come to expect with the Trump era Republicans, the sort of bullying behavior, the petulant behavior, the vindictiveness, it unfortunately has trickled into our local politics when it comes to something like this, which is unfortunate.
Well, let me let you hear from Senator Bill Kousert, Athens State Senator Bill Kousert, on the state level, was on the committee, was the vice chair of the Senate Redistricting Committee. But here is what he says, Senator Bill Kousert. We spoke with him, I think it was Friday of last week. Here's what he says about the map he and his Republican colleagues drew for Athens Clark County.
This map also creates 4 majority-minority districts to allow minorities an opportunity to have representation on the city council. the county commission I still reference it sometimes in the old school language. And it also gives great geographic diversity to the commission. The current map is very downtown Five Points centric, and it allows those areas to have more representation than their geographic representation in the county. Mm-hmm. This map lets all different areas and neighborhoods have representation, including the rural areas of the county. The east side gets fair representation. Five Points still has a seat, and the west side, I think it's, you look at the map and look at the lines, they're pretty compact districts that fairly represent communities of interest.
All right, so says Senator Bill Kelser. There is his defense, and again, we spoke with him on Friday, his defense of the map as drawn by the members of the local legislative delegation, four of them Republicans. Your take, Russell Edwards, Commissioner Russell Edwards, on what you heard the senator say?
Well, they easily could have accomplished what they're talking about without ousting three sitting commissioners from office. I mean, I won a three-way race outright without a runoff. Melissa Link won with over 70% of the vote. Tim Denson won with a three-way race without a runoff. I mean, it's not like we squeaked into office here. I mean, we've all three of us have fairly represented our constituents. So I'm just not sure how subverting the will of the voters in these districts squares with whatever Senator Kelser is talking about. You know, the fact that you're going to just draw new districts is one thing, but to play around with the numbers and switch around numbers to oust people from office, why didn't they just keep the numbers the same? I mean, by switching the numbers, you're depriving the citizens of Five Points he's talking about a chance to vote for their representative. You know, in District 7 right now, my constituents were expecting to vote for commission this year. But by changing a 7 to a 10 with a stroke of a pen, those folks have to wait another 2 years to vote for county commission. So how is that democratic enough for Senator Kelser?
Finally, Commissioner Russell Edwards, by way of recourse, what might there be? Is there anything? I know this is pending final legislative approval and a governor's signature. Is there any recourse for you folks at this point?
Well, we're trying to work with the delegation to come around to, you know, inject a little reasonableness into this process. But, you know, we're exploring all avenues to ensure that this process is conducted in a fair way and that we represent our constituents and represent those folks in Athens who have effectively been disenfranchised and now have to wait an extra 2 years to vote for county commission. So, you know, I'm not really sure, Tim. You know, I'm talking with my colleagues on the commission. Of course, there's a lot of frustration now. There's a lot of sense of betrayal. You know, the fact that, you know, some of our colleagues appear to have colluded with Republicans to install a Republican majority on the commission. There's a lot of chaos right now, Tim. So only time will tell.
Commissioner Russell Edwards, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tim.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.